الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, welcome back to another wonderful episode of the Silsila, The Early Echo. Wherever you are in the world, we hope that you and your families are safe and sound. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, we have once again another inspiring topic of discussion regarding repentance of youth, that is those who are still young. That if they repent, this is better for them. And repentance in general as well, inshallah azza wa jal. Before we move any further, let's recall the beautiful hadith, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Let's make some good intentions. Then, oh Allah azza wa jal, I am watching, I am listening to this silsila of Madani Channel for your pleasure and happiness. For the pleasure of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What I learn, I will try to practice and convey this message to others, inshallah azza wa jal. If a person wants to taste the sweetness of their knowledge, then this will happen if they apply it, if they practice upon it for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you want to extend and gain more thawab and rewards from the court of Almighty Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, then we should convey these messages to other Muslims out there, starting in our homes and then in our society, our locality, and to other Muslims, whether we know them or we don't. Because by conveying this message of goodness, of righteousness, we will be acting upon the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, balighu anni walau ayah, that convey from me even if it is one verse. Subhanallah. And if we convey that message, let's say to another Muslim, and they start to practice upon that, but we forget to practice upon it, then so long as they are practicing upon what we shared with them, we will still get thawab as well. So don't miss out on these opportunities, because these things will help us, as we are always told and encouraged, to dedicate some time every day for the recitation of Qur'an Pak, Durood Pak, Istighfar, Dhikrullah, and seeking knowledge of Deen from authentic sources. These things will help us in this world and will really help us in the grave and on the Day of Judgment as well, inshallah azza wa jal. There are so many beautiful blessings for reciting salawat, durood pak, upon the cause of creation, the cream of creation, the crown of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, the intercessor of the ummah, our most merciful master, the last prophet of Allah jalla jalaluhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who said, O people, indeed, the one from among you who will attain salvation the quickest from the terrors and accountability of the Day of Judgment will be the one who sent salawat, durood pak, upon me abundantly in the world. Subhanallah. And that day is going to be a very trying day, a very difficult day for many of us. What's going to be my condition when I'm standing there on the plains of the judgment day? Am I going to be in a scene in a positive light, in a negative light? Will my good deeds outweigh my bad deeds, or vice versa? in which hand am I going to receive my book of deeds? Will I get the chance of being under the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Will I get the chance of receiving the shafa'a and intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Will I get the chance to drink from the fountain of Kawthar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What will be my condition? Allahu Akbar. When the sun is just going to be right there, 1.25 miles above. Allahu Akbar. But that person who sends salawat in abundance to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this person will get that salvation quickly. That's what we want. How about I prepare for that as well from now? Now is the time, now is the chance to prepare for the grave and the hereafter. Because we will be alone there. Allah will grant us understanding as well. Continue reciting Durood e Pak abundantly. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let us listen to a beautiful kalam to receive further inspiration. And these kalams, we should continuously listen to the recitation of Al-Qur'an, recitation of Hamd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Naat Sharif, Manaqib, Munajat. It develops us internally especially. It embeds the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam deep in our hearts. Love of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt and Awliya Allah as well. If you go onto YouTube, you can find Naat Production, which is the official channel of Dawood Islami regarding Naat Sharif and Hamd and Manqabat and Munajat. Very beautiful. So continue listening to this to increase our fervor and our motivation towards doing good deeds. Let's listen to a beautiful kalam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Aqa bulalo Madine, Aqa bulalo Madine, Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi, Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi, Meethe Madine mein bulaye aakhri nabi, Phir Gumbade Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi, Meethe Madine Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi meethe madine mein bulaye aakhri nabi phir gumbade khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi mere madine mein bulaye aakhri nabi mere gumbade khazra ki mujhe taufeeq chahiye rab ki ibadat ki mujhe taufeeq chahiye farmaiye haq se dua hai aakhri nabi phir gumbade khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi meethe madine mein Khazra dikhaye aakhri nabi Aqa bulalo Madine Aqa bulalo Madine Aqa bulalo Madine Aqa bulalo Madine Badab ke ghar gizna aayega nabi naya Badab ke har gizna aayega nabi واللہ غیمہ ہے میرا اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، سنگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، آقا سنگری جانیوں کے روبرو ہو کاش، ایمان پہ میرا خاتمہ اے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میرے مدینے میں بلا میرے آخری نبی، میرے آمد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، دے دے شفاعت کی مجھے خیرات خیر سے، روزے قیامت بخشوائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلال مدینے، آقا بلال مدینے، آقا بلال مدینے، آقا بلال مدینے، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، اب وقت رحلت آ گیا عطار زار کا، جلوہ دکھا کلمہ پڑا آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، میٹھے مدینے میں بلائے آخری نبی، پھر گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، گنبد خضرا دکھائے آخری نبی، آقا بلال مدینے،
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. I'm sure you may have enjoyed that wonderful kalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take us and our families for Hajj and Umrah time and again, to visit Medina Sharif time and again. Ameen bijahi khatam al-Nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, as Muslims we have many opportunities to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we go off track, and it may happen to us, the normal public, it can happen that I make mistakes, that I may commit sins, that I may abuse my sight, my hearing, my tongue, my limbs. But what is important is to keep returning to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by repenting. And today in particular, we're talking about repenting of a young man, a real story that I will relate. But before that, for a normal Muslim, whatever the age, to repent is encouraged and is very good for them. But for a youngster to repent from committing sins, whatever it may be, of maybe taking drugs, drinking alcohol, going to the nightclubs, pubs, bars, singing, dancing, music, intermingling, going to casinos, hanging out with friends and doing wrong things, premarital relationships, disrespecting parents. For a young person, boy or girl, to realize through hidayah and guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to realize that, you know, I've been doing all this wrong. I'm actually committing so many mistakes, so many sins. I'm disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, disobeying my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm a Muslim. And a Muslim is one who submits to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our Creator, to whom we are going to return very soon, sooner than we realize. For that young person to realize and to turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to repent and ask sincerely for forgiveness and change their lives and to become practicing good Muslims, because a practicing good Muslim is also a very good role model citizen for in society. So it is in their benefit and something wonderful for a youngster to repent and to turn back to Allah Jalla Jalaluhu. One day, Sayyidina Salih Murri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi asked a young man that was sitting close to him to recite a verse of the Holy Quran. So he recited Surah Al-Mu'min, verse 18. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنذرهم يوم الآزفة إذ القلوب لدى الحناجر كاظمين ما للظالمين من حميم ولا شفيع يطاع. Listen carefully. And frighten them of the day of upcoming calamity, when hearts will rise up to the throats filled with grief, and the disbelievers will have neither any friend nor any intercessor whose words shall be obeyed. When Sayyidina Salih Murri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, when he heard and he listened to this ayah, he said, how can an oppressor find any friend or ally? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to seize him, the oppressor. You will certainly see that the transgressing sinners, they will be dragged to Jahannam. They will be tied with chains and sent straight to Jahannam, being dragged. Allahu Akbar. They will be naked. Their faces will be darkened, their bodies will be burdened, and their eyes will be blue out of extreme fear. They will be screaming in terror. We are doomed, we are destroyed. Why are we chained? Where are we being taken? What is being done to us? The angels of punishment will strike these oppressors with whips made of fire. Sometimes they will fall on their faces. Sometimes they will be dragged towards the hellfire. They will cry so much. They will weep so much that when their tears finish, they will then shed tears of blood with quivering and trembling hearts. They will be confused. They will be concerned. What is happening? And if anybody wanted to see them, it will be hard to see their condition. Allahu Akbar. And the one who does see them will witness this terrifying scene and will shudder. Then Sayyidina Salih Murri rahmatullahi alayhi, he cried so much with a deep sigh and said, what a heart trembling scene this will be. He started to cry again, and all the attendees began to cry as well. A young man stood up and said, Ya Sayyidi, O my master, will all of this happen on the Day of Judgment? He replied, yes, this will happen after a very long time, and their voices will not be heard once they are thrown into Jahannam. The young man, when he heard this, he let out a scream. And he said, I have spent my life in negligence, in heedlessness. I have continued to sin. I displayed laziness in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have wasted my life. Saying this, he began to cry. After a while, he picked up his hands whilst crying. And he made dua that, O my creator, the sinner is present in your court. I'm here to repent. I'm here to make tawbah. This young man, from the bottom of his heart, he is repenting. He's asking for forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, Oh Allah, I have no concern for anyone but you, Ya Allah. Forgive my sins. Accept me, Ya Allah. Shower your grace upon me, Ya Allah. I have placed my sins before you. You are fully aware of all the sins that I have committed. I am present in your court with a sincere heart. If you do not accept me, I will be doomed. After this, he fell down unconscious. He remained bedridden for a few days and then he passed away. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Sayyidina Salih Murri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he would often mention that young man in his discourses, in his bayans. And one day, somebody had a dream of that young man and asked him, how has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala treated you? He replied, I received blessings because of the gathering of Sayyiduna Salih Murri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and I was made to enter into Jannah. I was made to enter into paradise. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, this is a way of helping us to remind ourselves that one day I'm going to be gone before I know it. In the blink of an eye, the angel of death, Malakul Maut alayhi salam, is going to come for me as well. Even if I'm young, even if I'm strong, I'm energetic, I have good health, it doesn't matter. Accidents happen all the time. Crimes happen all the time. I could be in the wrong place in the wrong time. You say that, but if that happens, I was meant to be there at that time, at that place, even if I was strong and healthy. But my time will come soon. So don't think that I'm young. Don't think that I still have a long time to go, that I will repent when I'm old. You know, what should the ibadat, the kind of worship that one can do when they are young, when they have strength in their bodies, they can't do the same as they get older. Ask a 60, 70, 80-year-old person and ask a 15, 20, 30-year-old man or woman. Ask them. You'll see the differences. The body gets weak, the bones get brittle. And it becomes hard and difficult for many to go into ruku, to go into sajda, to bend. They have to sit on a chair. Ask that person who is sitting on a chair and performing salah, what would you give to perform a normal salah? Because now they can't. Maybe they have back problems, spine problems, disc problems, sugar, diabetes, cholesterol. Look after your health. Oh, young boy, young girl out there. Oh, young man, young woman out there. Look after your health. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it doesn't stay the same all the time if we do not look after this body of ours, which belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We say it all the time. When a person passes away, what do we say? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Indeed to Allah we belong. Indeed to Allah we belong. And indeed to Him is our return. We belong to Allah. He created us. He made us. He owns us. We belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be questioned about how we live this life on the Day of Judgment. Young or old, we will be questioned. What did you do? Tell me, what did you do? Did you use this short life to fulfill your purpose? Oh, young person out there, I am addressing you in particular, to all Muslims, but the young people out there in particular. Did I use this body, this mind, these limbs to fulfill my purpose, which is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to prepare for the grave and hereafter? Did I do this? Am I fulfilling my purpose of why I'm here in this world of tests and trials, in this world of difficulties? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, this world is a prison for the believer. It is a paradise for the disbeliever, the one who rejects Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who rejects Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the believer, the true believer, when they pass away, they are now free from the prison, from the restrictions of this world. And through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the intercession of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they will get their paradise. Allah include us amongst them. And the rejecter, the disbeliever, when he dies, he leaves his paradise and he enters into his prison for rejection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the message of Tawheed, the message of Islam, the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, oh young person out there, don't waste your life away. Don't waste away by becoming a slave to your desires, by becoming a slave to the societal pressures that the culture is like this. Society demands this, that I need to dress a certain way. I need to look a certain way. I need to have a hairstyle imitating, emulating this person and that person because they are influencers. They are famous people. They are rich people. They are wealthy people. They are known by everybody. They are trendsetters. I need to look like that. I need to dress like that. I need to speak like that in order to be accepted. Accepted. And if you don't, if you're not accepted, the people that don't accept you for who you are as a Muslim, they don't worry about you. They don't care about you. They do not care about you. Those famous individuals out there that whom you are trying to imitate, they got this bag, I need to get this bag. They got these shoes, I need to get these shoes. They got these apparel and clothing, I gotta get that. They are using this kind of cologne or perfume, I gotta get that. They do not know you, they do not care about you. They don't pay your bills. They are not there the days that you are sad. They are not there when you lose a loved one. They just worry about your money. Give us your hard-earned money so they become rich. They become more famous. They live in luxury and wastefulness only. Allahu Akbar. Why? How does a Muslim leave the best, which is the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the worst? And if you go into the societies of the so-called civilized world, you'll understand what I'm saying. That these people, these famous people, especially of the entertainment industries, remember the entertainment industry is largely the marketing machine of Shaitan, of Iblis. He's the CEO. Behind the scenes, these are the most depressed people that you can find. That to go and sleep, they need to pop some antidepressant pills. They are alcoholics. They are suicidal. They are drug addicts. Their marriages, married today, divorce tomorrow. Their marriages absolutely do not last. They look at their children. Their children do not even respect them. It's just that it's all in front of the camera. It's just a show. That's it. It's just a show. But their personal lives, they have no privacy. Wherever they go, somebody is trying to take a video or some picture of them. They have no privacy in their life. And this leads to their depression and mental instability. Is that the person we want to follow? Let us become wise. Let us think about it. Oh, young person out there, follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that lies your contentment, the simple way, the simple life. Follow what he taught, what he brought. Follow him because he is beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because he brought something that any person, whether the prince or the pauper, whatever a person's financial status or status in society, any and every person can follow it. It is something practical. Bring back the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your life. There's a message out there especially to our Muslim youth, that our ulama, our mashayikh, our teachers have told us that the Muslim youth themselves, boys and girls, men and women, the youngsters out there can create a revolution in societies, in communities. Think about this. A practical revolution by the youngsters. If every boy out there, Muslim boy, Muslim young man out there, set a condition that I will only marry if the girl, she is a practicing Muslimah. She is punctual with her salahs. She is following sunnah. She has haya and shame and modesty. She has good Islamic values. She lives according to Islamic teachings. And likewise, if every Muslim girl out there, Muslim young woman out there, made the same statement, I will only marry if the boy, he is following Islamic teachings, he's grounded in Islamic values, he has haya and shame and modesty, he's punctual with his 5 times salah, he follows the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he keeps a beard according to what is taught to us, that this is how they will create that spiritual revolution in their own localities, their societies and communities as well. It can be done if we make our youngsters' minds that look, there's the benefit in it. By doing that, you will please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if they are pleased with you, Allahu Akbar, if they're happy with you, it's done. It's done. But doing the opposite would lead to their displeasure. And if they are displeased with you, tell me what's going to happen to you in the grave. What's going to happen to you on the day of judgment? So we need to make minds. As parents, as grandparents, as influencers in your families, especially in your society, as teachers, you need to make minds. You need to do the influencing before the influencers out there start with their indoctrinations, with their programming, before social media starts their programming, before peer pressure and society starts their programming, before all of these different media sites, social media, internet, and movies, dramas, before they get to your child, your grandchild, or the youngsters in your society, and starts their indoctrinations and programming that this is the life to live. This is the dream, this is the lifestyle, this car, this watch, this house, this earning 6 figures. Before that programming starts, you need to start the programming. What programming am I talking about? Teachings according to the Quran. Teachings according to Islam, Islamic values, obeying Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, obeying Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Following in the footsteps of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan, Ahlul Bayt Athar, following in the footsteps of the pious predecessors, the Salafus Salihun, and the Awliya Allah. This is what we're talking about. This is the programming that you need to do from the get-go. From when they're very little, their minds need to be trained, train their brain before the external forces start their programming. It's going to happen. But you get to them first. Because if we don't, we see what's happening in our societies. They become liberal in their thinking and they don't worry about Islamic values because their foundation had not been set. Their foundation had not been strengthened. Islamic values, Islamic teachings. It's my responsibility and it's your responsibility as well. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Let's listen to a short clip, a filler inshallah azza wa jal, to receive more inspiration inshallah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Afdalul A'mal, that the best of actions are what? As-salatu li waqtiha. For you to read your prayers on time. And also, wa birrul walidain. And for you to serve and be kind and be compassionate to your parent. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, the best of all acts. Many times we think, what action shall I do? Which is when we wish to do the best of actions. We have been told the best of actions are what? One, prayer. Yes, salah. We should never ever miss our prayer. We should perform our prayers and we should perform every single prayer of ours on time in accordance to the time given as it has been prescribed. And second, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tells us to be righteous, to be kind, to be loving, and to serve the parents, that this is the best of actions. Subhanallah. That if it was two beautiful things to remember. One, prayers. You must read your prayers. And the second, be kind to your parents, serve your parents, be righteous, be good, and honor your parents. Honor your mother, honor your father. Because right now they are with you. And we don't know as to how long they shall be with us. Let's from today, let's right now, inshallah, become the best children, inshallah ta'ala. Remember this, respect your parents, serve your parents, fulfill their needs, fulfill their requirements, and always be loving and compassionate to them. Whether they are young or old, whether they are very, very elderly, it doesn't matter. Whether they ask strange questions, respect your parents. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. I'm sure you also learned something from that clip, and we should continue developing ourselves. Don't ever stop your own personal development from all angles, from all facets, whether it's physically, mentally, spiritually, especially spiritually, that is internal. Keep developing yourself. If we train and nurture the minds, the lives of our youngsters, they could become beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jal. Whether old or whether young, they can become beloveds of Allah Azza wa Jal. But it all depends on their environment. Starting in the home, have I created an Islamic ethos? Have I created an Islamic environment which is conducive for ongoing learning, training and nurturing as well? One of the best ways, yes, Dawud Islam is there as a support structure to empower us so we can empower them, to train and nurture us so we can train and nurture them. And for this, many practical things are available. Many platforms, facilities, the weekly Sunnah Inspired Ijtima of Dawud Islami, the daily program of Nek A'mal, the monthly Madani Qafilas of Dawud Islami, the online courses of Dawud Islami, the specialized classes for grown-ups, for males, and separately for females. Like this, so many activities and facilities are available to empower us. Let's take advantage of this. And one of those ways, Amira Ahl Sunnat, Sheikh Tariqat, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah, the Kamil and great Wali of the time, the great scholar of the time, the founder of Dawud Islami, he advises us to create an Islamic environment in your very own home. Start doing this every day. Consistency is important. Take Fizan Sunnat. Visit Maktabatul Madina, which is the bookshop of Dawud Islami. Get your copy of Fizan Sunnat. Or even you can download it for free from dawudislami.net. Take it and give each person a turn. Monday is your turn for a home dars. Dars means a lesson. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 12 minutes. Start with 5 minutes, 4 minutes. And slowly you can increase it to 10, 12 minutes. And your turn on Monday, your turn Tuesday, your turn. Give each one a turn. Keep all the phones away, all distractions away. And say, right, prepare 2-3 paragraphs and just read out from there. Subhanallah, because these books and booklets, these are designed. If you don't have Fizani Sunnat, or if you finish with Fizani Sunnat, there's so many other booklets available that you can obtain from Maktabatul Madina or download for free from dawudislami.net, many of which are translated into over 30 different languages, subhanallah. And read out 2 or 3 paragraphs. Everybody must sit together, keep the phones and distractions away. Everybody must concentrate, and each one is going to get their turn. So they prepare well for their turn. So what are you doing? You bring the family together. What a beautiful quality time with the family. And you're teaching something of deen. You're teaching some parable or some story, some sunnah, some dua of some sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, some practice of Sahaba Ikram, Ahlul Bayt, Awliya Allah, some beautiful teaching of Islam amongst yourselves, and you're creating that unity, you are strengthening that relationship amongst yourselves, and you're creating thereby an Islamic environment. How beautiful is that? Start it. What do you have to lose? You have nothing to lose. But look at what you have to gain. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So Dawud Islam is there as a support structure. And we need to focus most of our efforts on the young minds out there. They are the future mothers and fathers. They are the future leaders of our communities, our societies. That's where we need to focus. Bring them in, get them involved with the Madani activities of Dawud-e Islami. Encourage them to also join Faizan Online Academy through the various courses that are available. Yourself, as a parent or grandparent, or uncle or auntie, you also get involved, get them involved as well. You will see the fruits of this one day, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Until next time, keep watching Madani Channel. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Start your day with remembrance.